Bouquets of flowers are building up at the gates of Cambridge University College, where Stephen Hawking was a fellow for more than 50 years. The celebrated physicist died yesterday. He was 76. He's being praised as a source of inspiration for many students, and for those who knew him, he was their favourite dinner party guest. From Cambridge, Nick Doll reports.
As the sun came up on Cambridge, the flag at Gonville and Caius College went to half-mast. Stephen Hawking spent more than 50 years as a fellow here. He still has a room overlooking a grassy quadrangle with his name above the door. Professor Sir Alan Furst is the college master.
It's a very sad day for the college. We look upon him with great affection as a man, as well as in great awe as a scientist. We are going to miss him.
Just near Professor Hawking's room is the college chapel, where hundreds of staff, students and the general public have come to sign a condolence book. While all are in awe of his scientific theories, especially around relativity, the universe and black holes, many here say he was a role model, a leader, even a campus celebrity.
Yeah, he's just like a big pop star, but a bit more clever.
An individual that broke barriers in all areas and thought it, we just felt sort of compelled, really, didn't we, to come along and sign the book.
I think in a world of, you know, kind of inadequate leaders, I think he was seen as a real champion of science and reason. And I think he was respected not just for his scientific mind, but just for his down-to-earthness and his humour.
When Stephen Hawking was diagnosed with a rare form of motor neurone disease, he was told he wouldn't see the end of his 20s. He lived most of his life in a wheelchair and used a voice synthesizer.
It has been a glorious time to be alive and doing research in theoretical physics.
But despite the obstacles he faced, Stephen Hawking remained engaged in university life almost until the end. The college master says whenever Professor Hawking came to dinner, there was a crowd.
Oh, he was a real inspiration for the students. They loved it when he came into college and dined. And he would come in his wheelchair with carers and enjoy his food with us. He loved his wine. Great company in his own way.
Tributes have continued to flow in from around the world, from scientists at NASA to politicians, even stars of stage and screen.
If you reverse time, then the universe is getting smaller.
Eddie Redmayne won an Oscar for his portrayal of Professor Hawking in The Theory of Everything. He says the world has lost a truly beautiful mind. This is Nick Doll in Cambridge reporting for AM.